It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, we have a special guest, Miss Judy Rhodes. Now, a lot of you are going to be very familiar with Judy. She's the founder of the Diva Women's Outdoor Worldwide. Introduces ladies to the outdoor sports, hunting and fishing and all kind of fun stuff. Judy, thank you, ma'am, for being with us today.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Luke. Thanks.
And hats off to what you've accomplished, what you've done through the years. I had an aunt, Judy, that was an outdoor person. She would have made a great member of your organization. This was back when I was a kid. She was a great hunter, a deer hunter. Actually, I learned a whole bunch about deer hunting from Aunt Orby. I had Uncle Stuart, too, but I tell you, Orby was the one that kind of led the way on the deer hunting. But you've introduced, your organization, I guess I should say, has introduced a lot of ladies into the outdoor scheme of things, haven't you?
Well, we've introduced thousands, and we're going on our 22nd year, Luke.
22nd. Gosh, I remember back, you know, hearing the name of the organization, hearing your name back years ago, and, you know, I followed you indirectly through the years and seen what you've accomplished. I've had some friends that were members of the organization, you know, but tell us what prompted you to get started, Judy, and then, you know, where you are now and where you want to go with the Divas.
Well, I went to a meeting with the TSRA and the NRA, and we were talking about women and how, what an influence that we were going to be, and everybody was kind of laughing at us and saying, let's do this. And then we were meeting in San Antonio, and on the way home I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the one that's going to have to lead this, because the other women looked like they were interested, but they just didn't have the fire burning in the belly. And so I came home and told my husband, I said, I have good news and bad news for you. And he goes, what does that mean? And I said, because he never knew. And I go, well, I'm going to introduce women to the outdoors. And he said, well, that's really great. He said, what's the bad news? I said, you're going to pay for it. And he goes, oh, okay, because Sam always believed in me and what I did, because I did a lot for the raised millions for the Dallas Safari Club, and I raised millions for the Dallas Opera. I was very active, and I just knew how to get things done. And so that I called a lot of my friends. There were 16 of us that we had a luncheon, and I looked out into the crowd, and I went, oh, my gosh, we're not just huntresses, we're divas. And everybody started chanting Diva, and that was, you know, almost 22 years ago, where Diva was only for the, you know, the opera singers.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were going like, Diva? And I said, yes, we're divas. And so that name stuck, and we had to decide, okay, what else are we? And we're introducing women to the outdoors. And the first thing that women say are, wow. And then, because Diva is not an acronym, but WOW was, you know, going to be, so I said, Women Outdoors Worldwide. So that's how we got our name.
Wow. Awesome. Well, I'll say WOW, too. Well, just say a lady listening to our show, and there's a lot of ladies that listen to our show, you know. They more than likely have heard about the Divas, you know. They think, well, you know, I'd like to learn to shoot a pistol, a handgun, a little. I'd like to learn for self-defense. Or maybe, you know, my husband's been hunting quail for years out in a certain area. He's had a great time, but, you know, I really don't want to tag along with the guys. I want to do something with some with some other ladies. How would they, you know, I guess they just go to the website and kind of learn from there?
Well, we're at divawow.org. And that's where they can contact us. And we have clinics. And at our clinics, we have one of our main ones here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we have that the last weekend in March. But last year, because of COVID, we had to cancel. And we're kind of on the fence this year if we're going to. We're moving ahead and saying, yes, we're going to. But somebody could stop us, because we have 350 women that attend.
Yeah, exactly. It's a large gathering. Well,
yes.
Uh-huh.
But we introduce them to handguns, rifles, shotgun, ARs, and also to, we have seven different disciplines. We do dog training and fly casting and fly fishing.
Awesome, awesome. Probably about archery, I'm going to guess, too, if I don't know that.
We've done archery in the past, but we just devote a whole day to archery because that's become so popular.
Yep, yep.
And we didn't want women to miss out on the joys of archery because one thing that we've noticed is that archery season is before rifle season when you're deer hunting and people now want to jump on it. So that's one of the reasons that we introduce archery on our only one day. And we do this in Plano at the training facility there for archery.
Yeah, I will say this, and I know this to be a fact. I've bow hunted for years. I used to be on the Matthews Pro staff years for about 14 years, and I still shoot. I used to strictly bow hunt. You know, that's what for, I'd say 15 years, but as an old outdoor writer, it way opens up my horizons if I shoot, now I shoot big bore air guns and everything else. But what I want to point out is ladies, and this is a fact, are steadier bow archery shooters from what I've seen. Maybe it's the fact that the ego is not quite, they're not worried about, you know, being better than Joe or whatever, but as a rule, Judy, you take a lady that's took the time to learn how to shoot a bow, they're pretty good as a rule.
Well, and we've noticed that on handguns too, and on shotgun and rifle, but that's the reason we introduce women in a, you know, a little gentler way than having a husband or your boyfriend go out and then first time you're shooting a handgun and give you a 44 because all of our disciplines are on 22s.
Yes.
Well, that, except for shotgun, of course, but that way that you don't have as much impact, and then the recoil is not as much, and then women are, you know, then they're ready to move on to something else.
And, you know, I've seen that mistake made with fathers and sons. I really have, deer hunting. You know, we have two sons, and both of them are grown men now, of course, but I started them out with a 22, actually a pellet gun, to be honest with you, but learning the trigger squeeze and the breathing, the basics, you know. And then I got them a 22 bolt action, little Marlin 22. Both of them had them scoped to hunt squirrels and rabbits with. And by the time they were ready, I mean ready, not 5, not 6 years old, but mature enough to go deer hunting, by that time, they had already moved up to a little 243, both of them did. And, you know, they were ready. But one mistake, ladies, young children, or whatever, I think that some people might make is trying to start them out with a big caliber, heavy caliber gun, because I know, from what I've seen, not a good idea, Judy, you know?
Oh, no, that's what we did, too. And then also when we were first starting with our organization, and then we've had women come and said, okay, now you've taught women how to shoot, where are you going to take us to that next step? So I went, oh no. So we started leagues, and then we were for handgun leagues, because I'm a member of the Dallas Gun Club, so we were shooting leagues there or out at Elm Fork. But there was never a handgun league, so I always said, with our membership being the women's only organization, that the good news and the bad news is there's not a manual for what we do. So we began handgun leagues with 22s, and we have probably 550 women shooting in the Metroplex alone.
Weekly,
and we do for 6 weeks leagues.
Well, Judy, you stay, this has got to keep you plenty busy, keeping it organized and you know, leading the pack, if you will, you know.
Well, it's like herding cats sometimes, Luke.
I know the feeling.
I know you would. But you know, we just try to stay ahead of industry. And when I was first getting started, that they didn't really want to have a whole lot to do with women. And that was like 22 years ago. And I go, I know, but women are the future. We're raising the, you know, the children. And they would go, well, I don't know. And, you know, coming to us. And now when I walk the aisles of the SHOT Show, which is the largest outdoor trade show, shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show, that, you know, people are always asking me, please come and see us and see the new guns. And mm-hmm. that's the reason I consider myself an outdoor influencer, because people seek the knowledge that what I have and what I have done over the years, because I hunt, except for this year, 250 days a year somewhere in the world.
That's absolutely amazing. I, you know, as an old outdoor writer, and this is not all about me, but I get to hunt and fish a lot. And many places that I've been, Judy, many, many places, your name has come up in your organization. Now, we had the Divas here. They were here last week or week before last, and I, well, good. I just never, honestly, never connected with you through the years, you know, but it is nice to know. I think we're going to do a out in the panhandle there, Long Neck Outfitters, before too very long, try to get some geese on the ground.
And Sandhill Cranes.
Yeah,
that's an excellent time to do that. I love to do that. Oh, my gosh, ribeyes in the sky.
Yeah, I used to. I've Sandhill Crane hunted several times, but not awful lot. You probably hunted them a lot more than I have, but several times. Those big old birds, first time I ever shot one, I was under a live oak tree down in southeast Texas. And they were coming around, believe it or not, on a big ranch around creep feeders, if you will. You know, they're feeding cattle. And they's coming up there eating that creep feed. And the guy, the outfitter that I was hunting with, he said, it's going to sound strange, but we're going to set up around one of these, and these things fly back to water. And there was a bunch of them down there, and it's what they were feeding on. And I shot one just about treetop level, Judy, on one of those big old live oaks down there in southeast Texas. That thing looked like a B-52 bomber falling through those limbs, and it fell right at my feet. And I thought, wow. Yeah, they are pretty good eating, too, aren't they?
Oh, they're wonderful. They're wonderful. That's why I said they're called ribeye in the sky.
Do you have a special recipe on Sandhill Cranes?
Well, I do it just like I do steak on the grill.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. If somebody had never tried it, boy. But they're hard to shoot, though, Luke. It's not going to be as easy as a lot of people think.
Oh,
and then you're
no.
thinking that, you know, they're flying real slow because of the wingspan can be 7 foot. That, you know, they're flying slow. They're hauling it. So
they're moving.
Give them a lead. And what I tell people when I'm hunting or first timers, because that's what I do, is now being a mentor in the outdoors, is give them about a school bus lead.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I wish we had about 4 hours, because we've just scratched the surface on what I wanted to talk about, and I know a lot of our listeners would like to learn more. Judy, how about giving the website again for folks to learn more about the Divas?
Okay, it's divawow.org, and you can just go there and you'll see my name. And if you want to know where we are, we're in all 50 states and 27 foreign countries, Luke.
Okay, divawow.com. Right?
.org, because we're a nonprofit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, divawow.org. Well, I hope a lot of people go there, and maybe folks, that ladies that don't know about you, will learn from this week's show, and we'll get you back again soon. How about it?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Folks, this is Luke, and thank you very much for listening today. Remember, you can always contact me through catfishradio.org. Today's show was made possible by Pyramid Air, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, Smoky Tex Electric Smokers, B&B Charcoal, Platinum Chevrolet, and Platinum Cadillac in Terrell, Texas, Sitemark, maker of the Wraith, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, Sea Ark Boats, and Sarton Marine right there on Lake Fork that handles the Sea Ark Boats, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.